2. The Four Winds.
"Honor be to Mujik Hewis," cried the warriors, cried the old men, "when he came in triumph homeward with the sacred belt of wampum from the regions of the North Wind, from the kingdom of Wabasso, from the land of the White Rabbit. He had stolen the belt of wampum from the neck of Mishemokwa, from the great bear of the mountains, from the terror of the nations, as he lay asleep in cumbrous on the summit of the mountains, like a rock with mosses on it, spotted brown and gray with mosses. Silently he stole upon him, till the red nails of the monster almost touched him, almost scared him, till the hot breath of his nostrils warmed the hands of Mujik Hewis. As he drew the belt of wampum over the round ears that heard not, over the small eyes that saw not, over the long nose and nostrils, the black muffle of the nostrils, out of which the heavy breathing warmed the hands of Mujik Hewis. Then he swung aloft his war club, shouted loud and long his war cry, smote the mighty Mishemokwa in the middle of the forehead, right between the eyes he smote him. With a heavy blow bewildered rose the great bear of the mountains, but his knees beneath him trembled, and he whimpered like a woman as he reeled and staggered forward as he sat upon his haunches, and the mighty Mujik Hewis, standing fearlessly before him, taunted him in loud derision, spake disdainfully in this wise, "Hark, you bear, you are a coward, and no brave, as you pretended, else you would not cry and whimper like a miserable woman. Bear, you know our tribes are hostile, long have been at war together. Now you find that we are strongest. You go sneaking in the forest, you go hiding in the mountains. Had you conquered me in battle, not a groan would I have uttered, but you, bear, sit here and whimper and disgrace your tribe by crying, like a wretched Shalgodaya, like a cowardly old woman." Then again he raised his war club, smote again the Mishemokwa in the middle of his forehead, broke his skull as ice is broken.